On 666 ABC Canberra, this is Lish Faya.
About half an hour drive out of Canberra, there's a club. And like other clubs, it's got all the club paraphernalia. There's a shed, sort of clubhouse. There's a kitchen, a lounge, a sauna, a pizza oven, a pool, tennis courts. There's about 90 members. But the thing that binds the members of the ACT Nudist Club is, as you might guess, they love getting their kit off. I took a friend, my microphone, and my clothes off to bring you this story about why this lifestyle is not about sex and perverts, but about freedom, body confidence, social bonding, and just that feeling of the wind through your, well, you know. On with the story.
Okay, I've just seen my first nudist.
Oh, dear.
I don't know why I found that surprising. And I don't know why I'm giggling like a schoolgirl, because that's going to be us.
Oh, there's the whole family.
That's my friend Evie. We're in this together. If you're going to get nude amongst strangers for the first time, you need a friend. We pull up and meet Rob, who's the club president. He meets us with a t-shirt on, but there's a glimpse of bare bottom underneath. He is respectful, thoughtful and welcoming.
I don't know how comfortable you feel taking clothes off, but you can keep them on for a while. When you're comfortable, you can take them off. Did you bring towels?
Yep.
Okay, just bring a towel down. Feel free to hop into a fairly warm pool. It's solar heated. It's about 28 degrees.
So we just treat it a bit like taking off a Band-Aid and just rip it off, thinking that the faster we do it, the less pain it'll cause us. And it's fine. It's stinking hot. We feel the sun on our skin. And as we giggle nervously, Rob walks us down the dirt track to the shed where we'll meet everyone in the nude.
It's sort of Manhattan loft.
Us space to be able to hold functions, which we do every month, socials every month.
Oh, okay.
And I think one of the most important aspects is the sense of community that people have. And so we try to make it as comfortable for them and for them to feel at home. So if they come out during a week when sometimes we may have very few, they can make themselves a cup of coffee. We've got an industrial oven. They can cook, two microwaves, as you can see, two big fridges, TV.
I liken it to a feeling you have at a ski lodge or a camp kitchen, where everyone is doing something, but all in the mood. There's nude knitting, we're chatting, welcoming back old friends, and cooking. Although aprons are a necessity for health requirements.
I'm just moving over to the salad preparation area. I haven't got an apron though, so I'm going to stand back. Are you always in the kitchen because you love cooking?
Some people do. Some people feel easier helping, assisting than socialising. So, you know, we cater for introverts as well as extroverts.
Our first time was at Alexandra Bay in Queensland, and it was actually quite pleasant because there was no weirdos around.
And then we went to Europe in Germany.
Then we went to Canberra Pool, and that was awful.
Why?
Because there was too many weirdos. But then we went to Europe, and it's like, oh, nudism. Normal people do it. Families. And it was awesome.
It's actually a good place to come out and study. I'm doing studying as well as work. So when I've got an essay due and a pile of journal articles to read, I'll come out and just... It's lovely in winter.
I just want to remind you that everyone I'm talking to in this interview is nude. You might have forgotten. I know, after a few hours, I certainly had. So how do you get to be a member of this club?
There is a vetting process. We always talk to the people before they come out to make sure that they are genuine, what their background is, why they want to come out. Once they come out and we've met them over the following two or three months, that they come out and mix socially, and that obviously number of people interact with them. If they've got any concerns, and most of them are, say they're practicing nudists, we will make a few background checks, talk to people who might know them and that. So in the club, we've never had any issues. And we're the first club, nudist club in Australia, to have single males. A lot of clubs, absolute no-no. But we have single males. We're happy. So the sexual orientation, gender makes no difference. The only stipulation is that we like to keep around about a 60-40 balance. So as long as at least 40% or thereabouts of our membership are female, we're happy to take up. So we've got maybe five or six single males waiting to come in. But we want the women to feel comfortable. If you get too many, women can start to feel a little bit threatened.
Why do people love being a nudist?
Just not having to worry about clothes, and it's just so much easier. It's comfortable. Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about going to the shop and getting, you know, oh, what bikini will I buy this year, you know, and pay hundreds of dollars for a piece of material.
Well, you can see that everybody's tall, short, skinny, fat, dark-skinned, light-skinned, and nobody's got anything to hide, so everything's just there out in the open and nobody really cares what anybody else looks like.
I garden in the nude. I love being outside. I've got a garden that I spend many hours in each week. We have grow roses and that, so it's just beautiful to be outside. And if I can't come out here, it's just a beautiful way to be out. You feel the wind on your skin. You feel like you're with one in that moment in the garden, and it's just blissful.
Whenever I come at home, I don't have any gear on. My yard is built so that I can be totally private in my yard, right, and in the house. But yeah, that's where I'm comfortable, and that's it.
And so. Did you have children who were brought up the same way?
They were brought up in it. Both of them moved away from it as they go into teenagers, as does in most families and that. But they still put up with it. They come home. Well, that's me.
My personal story is, I guess, a few body image issues myself. And I figured that my anxiety was irrational, and I felt that I needed to tackle this on the head. And I did this, and it was just amazing, and just loved it. So I've been here ever since.
Ooh. And your family?
Yeah, they're my kids.
They love it?
First time was on a beach on Magnetic Island.
Looking around, it's obvious how different everybody and everybody's body is. Some people here don't want to be interviewed. Their voices would give them away. And they want to keep this part of their life private. Others are very proud nudists.
My parents didn't wear gear and that at home, but there were no clubs or anything you could go to. But, you know, when I was 17 or 18, we used to go down to Canberra Pool and to drag my girlfriend down there, who's now my wife. And then from there, the club formed. So we're both foundation members of the club 40 years ago. But it's just my lifestyle. I'd wear clothes for other people's comfort, not mine.
You are both natural nudists. It's a real credit to you. I know we'll see you back again.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay.
All right, that car seat will be hot even if we don't get our gear back on.
I wouldn't be...
you don't sit on the car seat. Imagine those days of vinyl when you first started. You remember those?
The towel goes on and I'm opening the windows and blowing some fresh air through.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.